Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, May 7th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate gave an account of a lively debate which occurred in the House of Assembly the previous day on the closure of syrup factories. In his submission, Mr. V.B. Vaughan informed the House that the closure of syrup factories in Barbados resulted in hundreds of workers being made redundant. He made this disclosure during the introduction of a resolution to approve rates and taxes payable to the Fancy Molasses Control and Marketing Board for molasses produced during the 1951 to 1952 crop season. According to Mr. Vaughan, the closures came about because it was becoming uneconomical to export molasses in puncheons. He further explained that large importers like Canada could purchase molasses in bulk at cheaper prices from other countries than by puncheon from Barbados. Despite the gloomy economic situation, he argued that the government should take urgent measures to keep the greater number of workers employed. Mr. L.A. Williams, who was a member of the Fancy Molasses Board, stated that the challenge was one of oversupply. He assured the House, however, that the board was endeavoring to achieve greater balance. Mr. E.D. Motley, in his contribution to the debate, said that it was unfortunate that small factories producing molasses had closed, and in turn sympathized with members whose constituents were now jobless. He said that the government was trying to stave off bulk shipments of molasses, but noted that the issue boils down to one of supply and demand. Furthermore, he noted that the cost of shipping molasses by puncheon had increased by 43 cents per gallon. He concluded by stating that the fancy molasses industry was highly competitive and forecast that bulk shipments would inevitably occur in Barbados. On this day, May 7th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported some of the exchanges which occurred during a debate in the House of Assembly. Fluctuations in the international market led to the closure of syrup factories and resulted in hundreds of Barbadians being placed on the breadline.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.